Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us. How you doing, Brother Steve?
I am well.
Donning the Paisley shirt.
Donning the Paisley. Got the Paisley. Got a rep.
I think that's my favorite one of yours.
Thank you. I'm glad that you're
I like that, that color combination.
Thank you. It's golden, silver and gold and black, so it's like Raiders and Saints.
New Orleans Saints, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, Steve, give us a good word, man. What's happening in your world?
In my world?
Yeah, your world, Steve.
I'm a short timer here. I'm here for today and tomorrow, and then I'm off for a week or so.
Going on vacation?
Going on vacation.
You got a cruise.
Yeah, mentioned this on Friday. Heather and I are going to Alaska.
Well, you just missed the big Trump-Putin meeting.
I know. Well, no, I mentioned this yesterday or Friday. I said if we could have just told him to hold off a week,
yeah,
I would have covered it, and then y'all would have had to pay for it.
Summit.
Pay for
Summit.
The cruise.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want all that politics anyway. You're going to see nature.
That's right. We're going to go see icebergs and orcas.
That sounds like a country song.
It does, doesn't it?
Icebergs and
orcas. Mamas don't let your babies grow up to be orcas.
Orcas.
I don't know. Maybe that's a reach. I think that's a reach, Ed.
That's a reach.
Okay. So we have a couple of guests in studio. Today's guest in studio day.
Yeah.
And, of course, Buddy Smith was with us last half hour, and he came to us all the way from down the hall. Our next two guests came all the way across the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
And so we have in studio with us Koku and Yvette Loco. And
yes, sir.
I wanted to welcome you.
Thank you.
Koku.
Tim.
And Yvette.
Yes, sir. Yvette.
Thank you. Now, Steve grew up, you spent a lot of your youth in Madagascar, right?
I did, a formative part of my youth, about 6 years.
On the mission field.
On the mission field is in Madagascar, which is a French colony, and Togo, from where Koku and Yvette are from, is also French-speaking, so
okay.
We're going to be speaking French.
Okay, now this is good. I mean no disrespect, Koku,
yes,
but this sounds funny to say.
Yeah.
You're Koku Loco.
I am. Yeah, real one.
From Togo.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. Real one for Jesus.
So, Koku, I don't want people to think I'm making this up. Koku Loco and his wife, Yvette, they are in the United States visiting with folks who support their ministry.
Yes.
Their ministry is based out of
Togo. Where the mission?
The country again.
Togo. Yeah, it's Togo, West Africa. Togo. Next to
if you
Ghana.
Look at the map of Africa, yeah. Togo is in West Africa.
Yeah,
a sliver, a small country, geographically.
Yeah. By Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Ghana, yeah.
But you speak French.
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
Well, it's probably by God's providence. They came and chopped the land, so.
Is this post-World War II or post-World War I, Yvette, that those countries came into existence?
World War II. But World before
War
II. World War I or between, we were under Germany.
German.
Oh, okay.
German. Then after World War...
After World War II, they have a conference. They call the Conference of Yalta.
Yes.
And United States decided to hand Africa over to the British and the French.
Is this what we call colonization?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And that's not too popular in Africa, is it?
It's not. We wish United States came, but it was, I don't know. So
yeah. Anyway, so that's your homeland, and you have, tell us about your ministry there in your homeland. And then Steve, jump in after that.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. We went back to Togo in 2000 to set up our ministry. We have four churches And now we have a radio station going on now. And we have, we just opened up a hospital in February 2024. So we do evangelization, preaching, and we have kids that we do VBS with. And in our Sunday school, we have kids from birth till teenager. And we have youth and women ministry. And on the radio, we have women ministry. And at the radio, too, we have like a youth, young girl or young ladies ministry that we help them with to be chaste, to be pure, to be a virgin till they get married.
Amen.
And we have young men that we talk to on the radio, and men too, they have their show on the radio. And in the churches, we have the same thing, groups that we help with. And pretty soon, well, we have one churches in one of the village that we're going to, we are going now. We send chaplain there that is maybe in the future, in the next future, we'll have a church there for that village. Yeah.
So how did you come to know Christ?
Well, that is a good question. We were French colony, but Tim, I never seen French missionary in my life. So in 1997, a friend has invited me to come along with him to attend an evangelist meeting conducted by an American missionary.
Where was this?
His name is Cy Simon.
What year?
It was 1979. 40-something years ago.
Okay. How old are you? Because you're my age, I think. I'm 62. What are you?
Oh, you are my little brother.
Oh, you're older than that?
Yeah, I'm 64.
Okay, well, not too much. Okay.
We don't ask ladies how old they are.
She's
29.
We are not going to ask you how old you are, Yvette. You don't worry about that, okay?
So I didn't want to go because this friend, his mom was called Madame Voodoo.
Madam Voodoo.
Yeah. Born into an idol girl. So she told Simon and myself the day I'll catch you near the church building, you dead. And she was that kind of lady. So I didn't want to go with Simon. He went in the space of 2 hours. My friend came back crazy. I was studying for an exam and he prompted the gate open. Blah! I got saved. I said, what? And he wanted me to get saved on the spot. I said, Simon, if you really got saved, you know the person you need to talk to, go and tell Madame Voodoo. Well, 3 weeks later, I called Simon because I saw a total change. And I said, take me to your missionary. In French high school, they taught us philosophy. So I prepared to go and question that missionary, the late David Field. His name is David and Elwanda Field, ABW missionary. And I got there Wednesday evening, prayer meeting. He pulled out his Bible, started reading from Ecclesiastes. Mm. Probably he knew I was coming. I don't know. Young man, rejoice in your youth. He was reading in English, translating in French. For a while, I stopped. I said, is that thing in the Bible telling me to rejoice? I didn't know the end was coming. The end was, but no doubt that for all those things, God will bring you to judgment. And that cut right into my heart. And that night, I gave my life to Christ. American missionaries, never seen a French missionary in my life.
Hmm. And here we are today, some whatever it is, 40 something years later, and it as Christ changed your life so radically that you went into the pastorate and full-time ministry. And you guys, we're talking to Koku and Yvette Loko, L-O-K-O, and they are from
Togo, West Africa.
I got it, brother. I got it. You have to help me. I got it. Togo, West Africa. And if you want to learn more, now you on your card that you have here with me, it says Global Impact Ministries in Montgomery, Alabama. Now, what's your affiliation with them?
Well, we are under their umbrella. As national, we have to go under an umbrella of a U.S. mission base. So that is how we do, because anybody who wants to support us, they cannot send the support directly to Togo. They have to go through
Global Impact Ministries in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Nobody's sending money to anyone in Africa simply because we all get emails. You remember the Nigerian prince?
That's right.
Everyone got these emails. If you will send me this my kind of money, I can give you all the. So I like the idea that there's a U.S.-based missions group that people can check out and feel confident in sending money to your ministry.
Please don't send it.
Coco, you gave us some devotions this morning. You led our devotions, and you brought us to the book of Acts, the first chapter.
Yes, sir.
And you brought us to the verse where God or Jesus says, it's not for you to know the time or the seasons that my Father is fixed by his own hands, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And that's when I found out that you and I share a passion for radio.
Yes, sir.
I grew up just in love with radio. I don't know why. I just was, my heroes were disc jockeys and radio personalities and talk show hosts and everything. But you asked, how does God get his message to the ends of the earth? And the answer is
through radio.
And you have a radio ministry in Togo.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
Well, in 1998, when I graduated from New Orleans Baptist Seminary, we wanted to go home because my heart was for Africa. So finally, this pastor helped, we went. And I listened to some radio. When I was living in 1988, I came here in 1988, there was no such thing as Christian radio. So by the time we get back, we have few Christian radio. And I listen. I was sick to my stomach. False teaching.
False teaching?
Yeah, false teaching.
You talking about here in the U.S. or back home in?
I'm in Togo.
In Togo, okay.
Yeah,
I got you.
False teaching.
Okay, got you.
You know, get rich.
I got you.
Yeah. So, Yvette and I, we had wishful thought, if God can give us a radio. So we came back. I talked to my pastor. He was at North Oxford. Yeah.
I'm helping interpret for you.
Okay.
Okay. So I seem like I'm repeating everything you say. So I'm only trying to help our American audience.
Okay.
Just trying to be helpful.
But thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
So North Oxford Baptist Church.
Yes. North Oxford Baptist Church.
Yeah. So I talked to him. I said, my heart was burning for radio. And he said, well, I don't know anything about radio, but I have a man in my church. He talked with the man, the late Bill Collier. And he said, well, I think he was a retired colonel in the army. He said, I don't know anything about radio, but I have a radio station not far from us. I'm going to call. And he made a call. He made a call to your dad.
My dad.
Yes, sir.
This would have been, what year was this?
2001.
So you're affiliated, you know there's some people at North Oxford Baptist Church in Oxford, Mississippi, which is an hour away from here.
Yeah.
You started talking to them about radio. The gentleman there says, I don't know anything about radio, but I'll call somebody who does because I know. So he calls Don Wildman in Tupelo.
Yes, sir.
Speaks to him, mm-hmm. and that's and then what happened next?
Well, your dad said, "Well, come on over," and he came. He gave a transmitter, 250-watt transmitter, two microphone.
You came over here?
No, I didn't. They came.
What happened, Yvette?
The man that was retired, he passed now. That was the man that came.
He came to Tupelo. Yeah. He met with my dad and said, I know this couple mm-hmm. looking to put a Christian radio station on in Africa. Can you help?
Yeah.
My dad said, yes, we can help, and donated a transmitter to you, right?
Yeah.
How did we get it there? Just shipped it on a boat?
They ship it.
Yeah.
They ship it, and we got it. One antenna.
Did you know what to do with it? You obviously knew what to do.
I was glad it got there, but I found some people and put it on there. And December 2001, 2002, we wait for midnight. Hmm. We were having the midnight wake, and wow, we launched it.
I love your enthusiasm. I love that's awesome.
Talking to Koku and Yvette Loko, L-O-K-O, they are from...
Togo, West Africa.
Good, Ed.
I'm following the conversation.
Yes, yes. And they have a ministry there reaching thousands of Africans. And they are affiliated here in the U.S. with Global Impact Ministries, which is out of Montgomery, Alabama. We were talking about the story of how they got the radio station on the air. And that was because of working with my dad.
Yes, sir.
Who founded this ministry and who founded American Family Radio. It was my dad that God put the vision in his heart and in his mind to found a radio network, which now is 180 radio stations, roughly 170, 180 radio stations all over the U.S. And also we have...
Radio in Togo.
I
know your dad before I know you.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Are you disappointed now?
I'm disappointed he's gone, but...
You're disappointed he's gone, but... Yeah. Okay, but we have a good relationship, right?
Yeah.
All right, so, Steve, next question.
Well, I just... speaking of your dad passing, I just wanted to extend my condolences to you, Brother Koku. I understand that you found out this morning that you lost your brother.
Yeah, midnight, they called me. He's the chief or the head of our family. Our parents, they're gone, so he's the oldest that is left for the family, and he's gone.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Wow. He's Christian.
Yeah. So thank you, Lord, does that bring some new responsibilities to you?
Yeah, it does. A little bit scary.
Is his microphone cutting in and out mean that is affecting the listening audience, Brent, or not? I'm sorry I'm having to ask this live on the radio, but his microphone keeps cutting in and out on my earpiece. Is it yours?
Yeah.
No?
I wouldn't.
It's just my earpiece. Maybe it's me.
Okay. Is that good now?
Yes.
I got to ask you, Yvette, something here.
Okay.
What's the most popular local food there in your country? If I come to Togo, West Africa, as Ed says, and I visit you, which my brother Koku wants us to do, and I'd love to do that sometime. But what are you gonna make for us here?
Well, if it's a Togolese food like I did for Brother Kevin and Brother Josh, I'll make
two of our engineers you're talking about who came to your homeland last year.
Yes, sir. I'll make fufu with chicken or beef sauce.
Fufu?
Fufu. It's fufu. Made out of yam.
Yam?
Yam. Yes. We pound it.
Yeah. Sweet potatoes?
No.
No, yam.
Yam.
Different. Okay.
Yeah, yam. Like cassava, but it's a little bit different from cassava. Yam. And we pound it.
Okay.
And then it's like a little bit sticky, but it's white. And then we do white sauce with the meat, with seasoning, and then we pour it over the fufu, and we eat with our hands. Mm. But for you, we can give you a spoon.
Okay.
That you can.
So that, but that would be considered a
African food.
Okay.
Yeah, all Togolese right. food. But I can make you American.
So you got chicken or beef.
Yeah.
And then you've got
spices, onion, cloves, okay. Garlic, ginger.
Okay. Salt. Really a lot of flavors.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And all I right. can make you some American.
Well, if some American foods
too. Yeah.
I do have. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, if you want some witness, you just go to North Oxford, call a few people there. The doctors, they say come in because she can make real
okay.
good
I'm
food.
Drive over and I have some of that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you also have a hospital?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We do. I like that. I like when Christians will preach the gospel, but then also reach out to help with the needs of the people, because that's a draw to the people, and it shows them the love of God.
Yeah, that is true. The difference between United States hospital or radio and what we have in Togo is that America radio, don't get me wrong, is nothing. Okay, radio, television.
Oh, doesn't mean anything to the people?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah.
But in Africa, it's just a tool to reach people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can use radio reach Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get to their house.
Yeah.
But they can listen to some program like good health to nutrition.
Okay.
But in that program, it's not just nutrition. The Bible is hidden somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. You can read voodoo people because you cannot knock at their door with Bible, but somehow they get tuned into the radio. I don't know what guided them to.
Well,
the
radio. they have their defenses down.
Yeah.
If you knock on their door, they go
no.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, they are willing to listen to radio.
Yeah.
The
That's
same thing is for the hospital. Here, hospital is hospital. Togo, somebody get sick, come to the hospital, even the president, he start listening.
Yeah.
Mm.
What is the majority religion in Togo?
His animism.
Mm-hmm.
But, sorry, the Roman Catholicism is a syncretistic religion. This mean you can go to church. It's different from the Catholicism you have here.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to church and come back and do voodoo.
Yeah.
And do voodoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was the
yeah.
same in Madagascar.
They
yeah.
combine mm-hmm. Catholicism with animism is the worship of little spirits.
Voodoos, you know, yeah. idol, like you see in the Old yeah. Testament, you know.
Yeah, that would be forbidden in the U.S. by the Catholics here.
Yeah. The reason why I said yeah. is different. Mm-hmm. People don't know that. But in Togo, they do. I remember John II came to Togo. I was doing something already before I came.
Yeah.
Telling them that when they came, he went and worshiped voodoo with voodoo people in the forest.
John Paul yeah. II did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Yeah. Okay. That's yam, and you pound it, and then you
and
put
then
some
we
whites.
Do the white sauce, beef yeah. or chicken, independent of the
write
meat.
Write that down for me so I can.
Yeah. So when are you coming?
When you come, I will make it for you.
When are you?
I don't know.
Coming?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's don't a. Know. That was good. You tried to get yeah. him to come in on the air.
All right. Thanks to Koku and Yvette. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Ed, thank appreciate you. Your contributions.
You betcha.
And Fred Jackson earlier, and who else was on? Buddy Smith.
Buddy Joe.
And Brent Creeley, our producer, we thank him. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day. Keep listening to AFR.
Thank you.